So I remember checking out Google Voice before it was Google Voice. Originally, it was a product called Grand Central, and it got purchased by Google, and they've been working on it since then. Google Voice has got a lot of really interesting things. You basically get a single phone number, which can, in turn, depending on who's calling, ring one or all of your phones, like your home phone, office phone, cell phone, what have you, to be able to get, to get the calls. It does have some abilities to do call screening, like being able to listen in to the person leaving a message before you decide whether to answer it. You can block calls that you don't want. You can make calls, a la Skype, in the US for free, which is kind of a cool feature. And, it's got a lot of things where when you get a voicemail message, it gets sent to you in email. So you actually get the, you get a transcript of what the voicemail says as well as the actual recording of the voicemail, I hope. The other things, it's got, recording calls, switching between calls, viewing inbox from a mobile phone, conference calling, etc. So it's got a lot of interesting features. But, I mean, the thing is that I have really changed the way I've used my phone since I started looking at Google, Google Voice or Grand Central. And I use an iPhone at this point, and the iPhone pretty much does everything that I want it to do. I mean, I don't really use my landlines much at all. I just have, the cell number. Actually, have my landlines forwarded to my cell numbers, so I pretty much have one number already. The iPhone gives me an ability to see who's calling, and I can easily decide whether I want to answer the call or send it to voicemail. It's got the only thing that it really doesn't do is the email part, including the transcription. Now, granted, this is like a GTD ideal. Getting things done says that you should have one collection point as often as possible, and being able to collect all your voicemail from all of your phones into one place would be a great boon. The only problem that I've got with it is that from what I've seen, the transcription that Google Voice does is spotty at best. There was a New York Times article by David Gallagher, Gallagher, that you should be able to find if you Google for Gallagher and Google Speech. Basically, they had a bunch of readers send or call in and leave some voicemail messages. And the problem is that the transcriptions that Google does were spotty at best and humorous in often in places. So I don't know. I guess with the for me at least, I'm not probably going to be jumping on board Google Voice. I'm certainly not lined up to get my own Google Voice number. I'm curious to see what other people do with it and what other people think of it. But for the moment, I think I'll just stick with my iPhone.